All right, well, welcome back to the program, Tom.
It's great to be back, Jerry. I enjoy doing this every week.
You know, this week we have seen quite a few things. You know, first of all, over in Europe, we've seen a lot of fears striking the Eurozone, sending the Euro down. And then, of course, investors have been flocking to the U.S. dollar and, of course, U.S. Treasuries, driving up those asset classes. And, you know, it has many people confused because the dollar really has no reason fundamentally to be going up. But, of course, there's a lot of fear factors out there right now. And, of course, that's also having an impact on precious metals. Let's talk about what's happening right now in the gold market in particular this week.
Well, the gold market's interesting because, like you said, it's very similar to, on a small scale, to what happened in 2008 here when the financial crisis started in June of 2008, and the people in Europe don't know where to go, so they just go to a safe currency, and they still think of the U.S. dollar, even though they know it's been going down, been the downward trend for 11 years, they still feel on a very short period it's a good place to park money. But we saw the dollar go from below 73 when it was nearly in a crisis position last week, back up to over 75 and almost to 76 on the world index. So you've just seen people moving to safety, not wanting to move into any investment permanent, but just get their money out of that situation, worrying about the sovereign debt and the downgrade of the Greece debt again for like the third or fourth time in the past 18 months. So that's very temporary, but what has really happened in the gold market is when we saw these major institutions we talked about last week starting to buy, and then early in the week when this debt crisis broke out, some of the top timing services in the country, when gold was down to 1476, started telling their clients to buy gold in particular. And so we've seen a good bit of gold buying this week. And I was telling you earlier, Jay, and we were talking about the 92% miracle that is being talked about in the institutional market. Gold's gone up like 92% the last 46 months. And if you look at the steadiness of any investment plus the return, gold has been by far the best investment, not only for 11 years, but for the past 46 months. It has gone along making 2% a month, just like clockwork. We expect that to pick up because once people think about where they're going to move that money to, for the midterm and maybe the long term, then gold is going to be right at the top of the options that they have. So we think the next week could be a very good week for gold. We're already getting indication of that. And as I said earlier, some of my largest clients that buy physical gold from me but use timing services to tell them when to buy it have started buying, and we've seen gold recover up to the 1500 level here at the end of the week. So that's what we think right now. Gold is a great buy, great place to have safety. We continue to think gold will go up another 10 to 20% this year by the end of the year, and it's just the safest, less volatile place you can have your money.
It was interesting to see Steve Forbes finally jump on the gold wagon and talk about the need for a gold standard, how he says that maybe perhaps in the next 5 years we'll see a gold standard. That comes on the heels, Tom, of what you said last week on this very program when you said that the gold standard was probably 24 to 36 months away. What did you think of Forbes' statement on the gold standard?
Well, it was very interesting. I talked about four or five of my clients and two of our money managers that attended the Las Vegas Money Show where Forbes made the statement last weekend. And after he did, one of my clients in particular talked to three top money managers that were also speakers, and even though they did not say it on the podium, they said it's the only answer. It is going to happen. Stephen Forbes, they agree with Stephen Forbes that it has to happen. You can't continue letting your dollar just completely become worthless unless you want to hyperinflate. And I really don't think, you know, that we want to see that. So I agree with Stephen Forbes, as do quite a few of the money managers at the Las Vegas Money Show, that it is coming in probably less than 5 years.
We've got to call into his office to bring him back on the program to discuss it. You know, he kind of gets a hard time in the press. I mean, it's true that the mainstream does love him, but those on the alternative or on the edges kind of rough him up a little bit. But I tell you, last time he was on our program, he sounded very much sympathetic to what was happening. It sounded like he had his thumb on the, or his finger on the pulse of what was happening in the American economy, and I think that is good news to hear him saying that. I think it's certainly realistic. Tom, there is a lot of noise out there. I tell you, you know, I'm running this portfolio here at our organization. I have my head in this stuff every single day. You obviously have your head in this precious metals business every single day. And for the average investor that's out there, I mean, there is so much noise regarding gold, silver, inflation, QE2, QE3, Bernanke. I mean, it is very difficult for people really just to kind of find a center and really begin to just take a deep breath and say, what am I going to do? How am I going to proceed? And it seems as if right now there are those in the mainstream media who are attempting, as we already said they would, to dismantle the fundamentals for precious metals, the fundamentals for continued inflation. It seems as if they're jumping on this opportunity to say, well, looks like there's not going to be inflation. Well, looks like commodities are you know, the bull run is over. Precious metals are done. It's very interesting. Isn't it very important for people to keep a long-term perspective? Even those who have a medium-term outlook, they need to realize that this thing has not changed at all fundamentally.
Well, it hasn't changed a single one iota. It's just no difference. We still got a declining dollar. We still have rising deficits. The press can write all they want, and they're trying to run the little guy out of the market. They get hundreds of thousands of little people that have small investments to move out. Then, of course, they feel that we can continue the scheme of what's going on with QE2 and printing money and out there. And I just think that the internet alone, you know, I've talked to several of my dealer friends over the last 2 weeks that I've known for years and years, and I said, every one of them, as far as a new client base, how's that going? And every one of them, including myself, I mean, we're looking at more and more people, new clients every day, coming in this market for the first time. So I really think that the internet, or people like you, Jerry, in the form that you're bringing out for the listener to cut through, that is getting better all the time for us. I think we're winning the battle. Now, they can go out there, and we're winning the war. They can go out there and win a battle here and there, but they're losing credibility, number one. Just look at the circulation of newspapers, period. And then you go out there and you see people write articles and they turn out to be wrong. They're losing credibility. So nothing has really changed except the battle is getting a little more fierce because the stakes are getting higher. It's the American dollar. It's the reserve currency of the world that's in trouble. But, you know, one of my favorite clients tells me, said, you just boil it down to, you know, everybody saying, when do I move into silver? It's jumping around. When do I move into silver? And he says, what people have to learn, and this is what FTM Daily is all about, is not when you're going to move into silver, how quick you're going to get out of your paper dollars. You're going to put them somewhere else. And that's what your PACE thing is about. You go into commodities, you go into precious metals, you go into foreign currencies, and you move that money as soon as you have it out of the American dollar, except for what you need to live on. And that's what Americans are starting to figure out. I talk to them every day, and that's what people are figuring out. And as that becomes more and more important, as it will, that is what's going to change everything. When people get their paychecks and set aside enough for the next 45 days and they have that money to invest, it's going to be in something that's not tied to the American dollar. And that's where I see the major thing that's going to break down all these people that are trying to tell us, you know, that there's a bubble here and this market's over. And that's what I'm hearing from clients I talk to every day.
All right, Tom, well, before we move into silver, because I definitely want to talk about that metal today, I have two questions for you. We constantly get emails here, questions, obviously. Sometimes they're for you, And so I want to address those right here on our program. The very first one comes from Walter in Louisville, Kentucky. And he says, I love hearing from Tom Cloud, and I wish I heard what he had to say regarding numismatics before I jumped in. Please address this question. Now that I'm in numismatics, and of course he's talking about the numismatic collector type coins, now that he has those in his IRA, what is a good exit or transition strategy to get into bullion the way Tom Cloud recommends? Tom?
Well, I think Walter has to realize that in an IRA, the numismatics are proof eagles and not numismatics traditionally from the pre-1933 coins. Those cannot go into IRAs, the pre-1933 coins. So really what he has is about a $200 or $300 premium, $300 or $400 premium he was probably charged for the companies that push those kind of coins. And in the real market, you can only get about $100 over spot in any, from any major wholesaler. So what he wants to do is go on and liquidate those and get in to the bullion coins, like just gold eagles or gold maple leaves that go up or down based on the spot price of gold. It's that simple.
And is that something you can help him with if he calls you?
Oh, absolutely. We can help him tell him what they can get, what we can get for him, and he can call the place he bought them from, and we'll help him in the guidance of getting cashed out. And once that money's back into the cash account, then he can buy the bullion products.
Okay, the second question actually came from several people, so I don't have a name for this one, but just several people asked this question, Tom. Last week on the program, we did mention earlier about the gold standard that Steve Forbes mentioned. You also mentioned it last week on our program. Many questions came in regarding what that would look like. The question was basically this. If the gold standard were to come into effect in the United States of America, what would that mean? What would that look like?
Well, what it would mean is the formula, no one knows exactly what it looked like, but let's say they took all the gold ounces that were out there and had ever been mined in the history of the world, or what the U.S. had on deposit, just different ways to look at it, said, okay, this is the money supply, and we're going to let it grow a fixed percentage of 1 or 2 or 3% a year. But you can't go out there like what the Obama administration has done, and Geithner and Bernanke, and print trillions of dollars out of thin air. It would cut that to where you couldn't print except where you had gold to back it. Now, it wouldn't be dollar for dollar, but if people out there can remember the ones that grew up in the 40s and 50s and 60s, you can remember everybody had a job and it was great and nobody got rich because it wasn't this kind of money supply out there where people that knew what they were doing, and we didn't have these derivatives out there. So you would just see a low inflation, a low moderate growth economy, people saving money. It'd just be a more plain type world. Now, certainly a lot of social programs would have to go away to make it work. You couldn't tie something to gold and then the social programs keep going the way they were. So, I mean, there'd be a lot of things that would have to change. But the bottom line is some formula would have to be made as gold came out of the ground, how much leverage it would have to put paper money out there as receipts for real money. And at any time the investor felt uncomfortable, he could take in his $100,000 of paper money and get $100,000 of gold back. They would be interchangeable. So that's the way I think it will look like when it eventually happens.
Okay, let's move into the topic of silver, because certainly that is a very hot topic right now. We've looked over the last several days. Of course, Wednesday of this week, and then, of course, Thursday again, we saw some pretty big slides in the price of silver. And there seems to be somewhat of a consensus among the experts out there that silver may be in a period of consolidation for some time before it begins its big next leg up. What's happening in the silver markets? What do you think lies ahead over the next few weeks for silver?
Well, first of all, people give me email blasts. No, premiums are going up. Refineries and large wholesalers have hardly any supply. I've never seen it this tight in 30-plus years of doing this. So you look at it from one standpoint, at today's price, I think it's going to be much higher by the end of the year. But what your question was, you know, what's it going to look like the next few weeks is as we end QE2 at the end of June, there are many people that believe the economy will slide back down because they won't have the money that's being pumped in to the stock market and things that make the economy look better. Unemployment will probably start back up. And at that point, you could see silver slide one more time from late June to, say, late July or early August. But everybody listening knows that this administration is not going to go in to 2012, an election year, with the economy in a recession. So in the fall, almost every expert that we take their service is saying you and your clients must be in silver, you know, no later than the middle of August. It may be late July, early August. So there's two things a client can do today, Jerry. Number one, they can go in and buy and not worry about it, have an easier time getting the physical silver today than they will in 3 or 4 months. But if you want to take the risk out of it, that it might come back down the low, you know, 30 to 32, they should probably just wait until late July, early August, and then get in. The premiums may be higher, but the risk factor will be out of the way for a large drop. So it's just ever how each client weighs that. But once again, I still expect silver to be over $50 an ounce by the end of this calendar year, 2011, and to move significantly higher during the election year next year. I mean, I'm talking about 50%, something like that, higher, because it's going to really come a crunch time on the silver supply, and that's nothing they can do anything about in paper derivatives that causes this whole down return anyway.
Yeah, in our next segment, we're going to have Rick Rule on in an interview, and you know, one of the things that he has said is that, just as all of the great investors have said through time, you have got to be able to buy when everybody wants to sell, when sentiment is down, and then, of course, you have to be willing to sell whenever sentiment is high. And those are very, very counterintuitive. But those with a long-term mindset about this investing and understanding what's really going coming down the pike, you know, holding gold, holding silver for the long haul makes every bit of sense from a fundamental basis. Let's talk about palladium before we conclude. I know that's been something on your mind for some time. We like to update the folks on that as well each week. What's happening in palladium?
Well, it's almost a ditto to silver because it is an industrial metal first, investment metal second. So it's almost exactly what I just got through saying. If you want to be safe, that it's not going to go below 700 spot price, you probably should just wait. But I'm going to tell you, you better get in line to buy palladium, you know, in late July to mid-August, because 7 straight years, we've seen a 20% plus move, 7 out of 7 years from September 1st through the end of January of the next year. So that one, once again, today's a great price with palladium having dropped from 800 down to the 710 range. We've had about a little over 10% drop, not near as much as silver, but the thinking is identical to silver. But I would put it at the top of my list to be buying, you know, late in the summer, because I think as investors get used to this, they'll find that is a fantastic way, you know, and even if it doesn't make 20% that it's done the last 7 years, maybe it only makes 10% for 6 months net to the investor. So they definitely need to be ready to buy that. Friday this week, I had some of the largest palladium purchases I've had lately because they feel it's going to be a shortage of that supply too, similar to what we saw last fall. And remember, for those that haven't been listening, palladium went up 97% in 2010. So, and all that, almost all that was in the last 4 months of the year. So be ready for it and save some money to put into palladium later this summer.
All right, Tom. Well, that brings us to the end. Now, if people would like to contact you, like to get in touch with you, ask you questions, talk about putting precious metals in their IRA, or just to buy precious metals, how can they do so?
Well, they can just call me directly at 800-247-247. 800-247-2812, 800-247-2812. And also, Jerry, just be sure that your listeners know that anyone who buys gets free shipping and insurance if they mention FTM or Jerry Robinson. And also, you can request to be on my email blast if you're not already getting it. I send them out two or three times a week about either economic issues or what's going on in specific precious metals.
All right, Tom. Well, until next week, we'll look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.